I just want to say and thank the Father. The Lord really has confirmed to us. The priesthood is really the way to prepare for His return. Can you imagine this morning? When all the saints in their daily life, in all matters of their daily life, gain Christ as such offerings, burnt offering, sin offering, heave offering, wave offering, trespass offering, and gave themselves so much for the plan of God. You yourself judge and consider. Could this not be a very practical way for us to be ready for the Lord's coming instead of just hearing a message every Sunday and then go home? I don't have to convince you. You can all testify to yourself. This is not our way. This is not our invention. By no means this is our idea. This is the way of God. This is the way of the priestly service. And if every one of us does that and prepares and exercises, and every one of us brings such an offering of the reality of the experience of Jesus Christ to the Father, tell me, Adam, your name is great, Adam. Isn't that a way? Can you show me another way that is better? Christian, what do you think? I'm open to hear. If you have a better way, a better proposal, we would love to take it. But it has to be based on the scriptures. It must have to be a way of God, and not according to your own idea. Or do we want to go back to tradition? We're just singing and one praise for everyone, and then the pastor preaches a sermon and we all go home. What does God enjoy about this? Ask Him, what does God enjoy about this? And what do we have from all of that? What did we receive? That's why you wandered through so many groups, like another brother said, and you ended up here. You can't compare. Which way will you take? This is not our way. This is what the Lord wants to do. That is His purpose, His plan. So I really hope that all the saints through this meeting this morning really understand it. Are you convinced, Brother Adam? Amen. That's why I praise the Father and I worship Him and I give Him the glory that He has shown us His way. It is His way, not just one way among many. It is His way for all of us from the beginning on. And this way will transform all of us into the image of His Son, that is Jesus Christ. Then God can accomplish His wonderful purpose. Praise God. So simple. But it requires our cooperation. Everyone can have a share in it. And everyone, according to his experience, according to the measure of the faith in Christ, without force. Or will you only come and hear pastor and then go home? Look at a true worship. What the Father is really looking for. And no one considered it. And everyone can bring something to the Father. Isn't that wonderful? Do you have to go to a theological seminar to bring something to the Father? No. Sarah, which theological school did you learn to experience Christ? Where will you learn that? It's about this living relationship with Christ. That's why Paul said, I want to know Him. I don't want to know the Bible. I want to know Him, the living person. The Jews back then, they knew the scriptures, the Pharisees, the elders, the high priest. They all knew the scriptures, but they did not know the living person of the Lord Jesus Christ. Him they did not recognize. He appeared to themselves, and they asked Him, "Who are You? Who are You?" They did not see it, and they got rid of Him. They crucified Him. And today, through this wonderful experience of the riches of Christ in our life, we will know Him and the power of His resurrection to overcome death, to be even willing to share in the fellowship of His sufferings, even to be conformed to His death. Praise God. If this is not the best and the only way, then I don't know anymore what we should do to prepare for the coming of Christ. Because in this conference, Lord, You come back soon. Everyone believes the Lord's coming soon, but what are we doing? What are we going to do for the preparation that we can reach full maturity, that we can overcome and not just be believers but overcomers, that we can become first fruits, that we will be filled to all the fullness of God, if not by experience of Jesus Christ in our daily life? You consider yourself. If you do not agree with this way, then at least it's a wonderful way. Even if you disagree with it, that it's the only way. The brother said, this is the way. Well, he said that now. It's truly the way. And what really impresses me, this is what a Father wants. We are such a small group. We're not so many. We're not 2,000 people. We're not even 200 maybe. So few people. We're from all tribes, languages, nations. Everyone has a share in this. Not all nations, but many nations. Many nations here. And we are all one in Christ. No difference. No Jew, no Greek, no German, no American. Nothing. We are all one in Jesus Christ. This is the reality of the new man. I want to read something to you from Revelation 5. Who would have read it sometime in this conference. And the angels there were singing a new song. And they sang a new song in verse 9, Revelation 5, saying, "You're worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals." He's ready to judge. "For you were slain and have redeemed us to God. And you have redeemed man to God by your blood out of every tribe and tongue and people and nation." That we experience now in this small group here. Nigeria, from India, Germany, Korea, USA, from Romania, from Bulgaria, and we're all here. Praise God. Do we have a problem with each other? No. But what was the goal that we come together? "And you have made them to be kings and priests to our God, and they shall reign on in the heavens." They shall reign in the heavens. No, it's on earth. They will reign on the earth. So clear, simple, and to the point. God is so simple. He always goes straight to the point. We like to walk 40 years in the wilderness and still don't reach the point. The Lord comes right to the point. He saved us, shed His blood for salvation and redemption, and made us to be kings and priests, that we will rule with Him on the earth. If we read this and see this, then we see the fulfillment of Genesis 1. God's plan with man. They shall rule. Praise God. So simple. So straight. Isn't that wonderful? Are we complicated? It's not our own theology. We don't study theology. We did not come up with this. No, who can come up with this? We're not that smart that we can come up with that plan. But we can testify that since 2014, when God started to speak to us about a kingdom of priests, last night we had a picture of the kingdom of God on the screen. Since that time, the Lord gave a special burden for John 4. God seeketh such that worship Him. The Father seeketh such. I don't seek them, you don't seek them, but God the Father seeketh such. And the Father seeks them, then I want to say Amen. We worship Him. But it has to be in His way. Otherwise it doesn't work. It's not acceptable. And the way is the way of the priesthood. I don't have to convince you. I think you can already convince me. I am convinced through you all. That I see how everyone brings this living experience as a sacrifice to the Father. You have convinced me. I'm really convinced. Are you not convinced, brother? If that's not the way, I don't know what else is the way. Well, there's another way to praise God. We all give the Father the glory. And we believe that the Father is happy. And that's what it's all about. And the Father will say, finally, finally, Christian, I have the true worship from my people. Not all of them, but at least a remnant. Praise God. And now we know why the Father demands this from us. Not because He wants to be satisfied, but for your sake. For our sake. Nothing can save us to the uttermost except this gaining of Christ. We'll speak about the body of Christ. But Paul said, it is the fullness of Him who fills all and all. And how can we be filled with teachings, with theology, with knowledge? We all know. But the fullness of Christ Himself needs to fill the body. His own person. And how can we do that? Not just by knowledge and listening to messages and understanding of the Bible, but with His own person, with the reality of the life of Christ. Like the Lord, when He was on this earth, Paul said, the fullness of teaching and theology was in Him. Is that what he says? What does it say in Colossians? The fullness of the Godhead. Where do you find the fullness of God if not in Him? And the more we have fellowship, the more we all together gain Jesus Christ in our daily life. And then we come together. Then we can see the fullness of Him who fills all and in all. Are you all hungry?